Because an end of mem, that's a more chashuv voice. This is a havamina. What's the raya? An end of mem, the end of words are more chashuv than a mem pesuach. The yomer of chizda mem v'samach shabluchas. Whenever you had a mem in the luchas written b'neis hayuemdim, it was written b'neis. When you had a mem and a samach and in the luchas, it was b'neis. Because the mem, it was said in the luchas, it was carved out through and through. So if you have a mem carved out, since a mem is a mem sosum, and a samach is a round circle, so it's carved out all around, the circle can't stand. A circle should have fell out of the luchas. So how does it stand in the luchas? That's called b'neis. So I call upon him, in the luchas, the mem and the samach was an end of mem. It was a round mem, a round samach.
Yeah.
Now, how you want him? Ella, so Mela, the choshev aksiva is an end of mem. So mem is choshev. So here, where you're supposed to write a mem pesuach, and the Torah writes a mem sosim, that's kosher. Ella faket is posel. Ella sosim, where you're supposed to write an end of mem. Like here, a shame. Shin mem for shame should be an end of mem. The asur pesuach. And you make it now shimon. A regular mem, maybe there it's posel. Why do you come agarole? Because you're making it shvachra. A regular mem is a shvachra less of a noise than an end of mem. Why? The Amr of Yirmiyah, Yitem Rav Chiva Rabba, Menasecha, these are the loisiyas of Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pechof, which has a regular ksav in the middle of a word, and has an end of ksav at the end of the word. These loisiyas that have psuach and sosum is Tzoyfim Omrum. That means they forgot which way is supposed to be written. Are you supposed to write these psuach dik ksav, a regular mem, or the ik ksav was an end of mem? They forgot how to write it. And Soifa means in the Vim later how to tell us how to do it. So the Pshat is, what's up, Diyik now? Since in the Luchas we sang the Mem and the Samach was Benes, so Mashma the Ikak Sav was an end of Mem, an end of Samach. And the regular Mem, the regular Nun, that in the Vim later had to be Mechadish to write it. So Abzai was saying now it's a Shvachar Ksav. The Ikak Sav is an end of Mem. A regular Mem is a Shvachar Ksav. For tomorrow, that can't be. How could you say that they forgot, or there wasn't a regular mem, and the Nevi'im later had to be Mechadashit? Seifim Omer means Nevi'im later were Mechadashit. For Tizbrul, the Aksiv, the Posek says, Eilaha mitzvois, shein hanovi rishoy lachadish dover meyatam. Once the Torah was given, tayag mitzvos, that's it. That's all the mitzvos we have. Nevi'im later can't come and be Mechadash a new mitzvah mediraisum. It could be they can make a mitzvah with the Rabbonin. They made Mikra Megillah, they made Nechanukah, they can make mitzvahs with the Rabbonin. But you can't be Mechanish anymore mitzvah with the Raisim. So how could you say that the Nevi'im later first told us about writing a regular mem? Chita mem is midi Raisim. Elo the Terence is like this. Mio Havoy, Avad and Vishasna Sinas HaTorah, they had two types of mem, of Menascha, two Nuns, two Tzadik, two Peis, two Chof. They had a regular one and an Ender. Of the Meida Lehevi Yadin, Hai B'Yemtza Teva, Hai B'Seif Teva. But they didn't know yet which one you put in the middle of the Teva, the Psuach, and the end, and the Mem Pesosum, which one goes where. The Yosud Tzoyfim Tikninu, and the Nevi'im later were Mesakan for us, that the regular one, the open one, goes in the middle of the Yos, in the middle of the letter, in the middle of the word, and the Sosum goes at the end of the word. For the more Vakati, if we didn't know that, that's also called the Mitzvah Satorim. Yakati Eilah Mitzvah Shana Novi Rishon Mechadash Dovah Miyata. It's still Shver. Nevi'im can't be Mechadash Asidah. The Chur is teaching us a big Yisoid. Like, where does the Mem go? A Mem Pesuach or a Mem Sosim, that's an Ikka Din Torah had a right. So you can't say we didn't know Bishas Lassinus HaTorah and the Nevi'im were first Mechadash that later. Elo the Pshat is like this. Avada Shochachum. Avada Bishas Lassinus HaTorah was given to Moshe exactly how to write the Mem, two Mems, two Nuns, two Samachs. And it was Yaduah to Moshe that a Mem Psuach goes in the middle of the Yos, and a Mem Sosum goes at the end of the Yos. No Shachum. Later on, Klai Yisrael forgot which one goes where. The Chosu V'Yostim. And then the Nevi'im came later and reminded us again which one goes where. So I call upon the Teretz is that there's no Chshivis between a Mem Sosum and a Mem Psuach. Because both of them were there, B'Shas Tassinus HaTorah, and both are Choshev. So Mele, according to Yehuda Ben Besteira, that learns that the word Mayim, you could learn out from the word Niskehem, from an end of Mem, so you see a Mem Pesuach and a Mem Sosim is interchangeable, it works both ways. So you have Yehuda that says the word Shem has a Chshivis because it means something, even though you're writing the word Shimon and you're only writing Shim, a regular Mem, that's a Kashura for the word Shem someplace else. That's a Yehuda Shita. I, the Bryce here, says it's possible, this Bryce of things are on Yehuda Ben Besteira. Gufa. Amar Reb Chizda. mem v'samach shebluchas b'neis hayomdim. In the luchas, whenever they had a mem or a samach was standing b'neis. V'yom Rav Chisda, k'sav shebluchas nikrim mibifnim v'nikrim b'chutz. There's the k'sav went through and through the luchas. Each side of the luchas you look, you could read it. Because the k'sav went through and through the luchas. K'goin, nevuv buvin. If on this side is written the word nuvin, a nevuv, so the other side is written backwards. Like the words went straight through the luchas. So this way you read it straight, but if you turn it around, look the other side, you read it backwards. Or else, rohav bahar. If it was written resh hei beis, so in the back, the other side, you read beis hei resh. Or else, saru v'ras. So Tzaystak asked the kasha, how come the Gemara picks these cases tamer? Amay noket luhu, kivin lehevi beluchas. Like if the Gemara wants to put an example of how the luchas look, the Gemara should have put words instead of the luchas. Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Should have said the word Anochi, you look this way, it's Aleph Nun Chaf Yud. You look the other way, it's Yud Chaf Nun Aleph. This is a modern. But that's what I want to tell you. That the Luchas was written through and through, and Mela, a nice like a Samach or a man that had a hole in the middle, was only standing beneath.
I mean, the
Maestro
didn't look the way Gemara said now either.
Why?
The letters would be backwards too.
Yeah. So, we want to say for here.
It's
going through and through.
That it'd be like a new word. But Lamaxa, I mean, like the nun would be
like
backwards.
Yeah, it'd be backwards. That's all right. It'd be backwards, right. Right. Omen to Santa Gemara now. Omale Rabbon Lebeshur Belevi. Rabbonim told Lebeshur Belevi. Osi Dardiki Yidlebe Medrosha. Like children, Dardiki, these are not Dardiki, the Choshra people, but like children came to the base of Medrash. The Yomru Mili, they dash in the base of Medrash, they set over halachis, in the base of Medrash, the Afilu b'yemei Yeshua b'nun layitva. That these chedushim will not even learn b'zman Yeshua b'nun. I don't know what it means to say Yeshua b'nun didn't know these things, or these are hecher inyonim, but they're saying over big inyonim, the Mashor says, like the whole Torah, is the whole world is made up of aleph beis. We're still going to dash in the inyon of the aleph beis now. Why aleph beis? Give them one way after the other. And the whole world was made up with the aleph beis. And the whole aleph beis in the Torah is Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are big things in the aleph beis. So they're saying now, big you say this in the aleph beis, that I feel the Oish Yeshua ben Nun, they didn't know this. Or else Le'itma wasn't learned then. Yeah. Aleph beis. Shala, how come first comes an aleph, then comes a beis? What does aleph beis mean? Aleph bina. Learn bina. Trashi lima Torah. First thing, the whole first aleph beis is telling us, learn Torah. That's the first racist call of everything. Aleph beis, aleph means learn, bina, understanding, means Torah. Gimel dalet, what's that? Then comes the gimel, then a dalet, means goimel dalet. Do gimelos chasodim to dalet to poor people. That's the racist call. Learn Torah and do gimelos chasodim. Goimel dalet. My timer, shoot the carrier the gimel, lagabi dalet. How come the gimel, the bottom of the gimel, turns towards the dalet? Like the left side of the gimel turns towards the dalet. Because if you want to be a goyimah chasodim, you don't wait for Yonah to come to you, but you run after him. Rashi, my time of poshet karya the gimel shagabe dalim. Well, the gabe beit. How come the left side of the gimel doesn't go towards the beit? It goes towards the dalim. Because the goyimah chasodim runs after the dalim. Or my time of pshut the karya the dalim lagabe gimel. A dalim is a straight line at the top, then the line comes down. It goes more towards the right side. So the dalet is facing towards the gimel, not towards the hay. Why? The lim tzelei nashi. While the dal makes himself findable for the goyim chasodim. So the aniyim make themselves appear in front of the goyim chasodim. Rashi, my time of poshet kai the dalet the gabi gimel, for the gabi hay. How come the regular dalet doesn't go forward towards the hay, but it goes a little backwards towards the dalet? Called the gimel, shemoishchot tzatzat gimel, the lim tzelei. Oni Navshay, that the Oni makes himself be found to the Gemma Chasodim. He doesn't make it that the Balabas has to run after him, he brings himself closer to the Balabas. By to my time, a Mahadir Ape the Dalid, Migimel, how come the back of the Dalid is facing the Gimel? His back is to the Gimel. The Litan Lebetzinis, come to tell you, when you want the Gemma Chasodim to give it to the Dalim, give it to him like through his back means Betzinim. Don't be Mavayishim. Rashi. That he shouldn't be embarrassed from you. So when you want to give him stuff, they'll give it to him in a nice manner, but sinner, not to embarrass him. Heyvov. What's that? The Noctim Heyvov. Zesh Moshla Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Heyvov, Kemoy Ani Vahu, Yeshemasein. Zayin Ches Test Yud Chof Lamed. What does that mean? V'yamata oisim kein, if you do these first in Yonim, that you learn Torah, and you go in the Gemilas Chasodim, what's what Hashem will do to you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zan oisot. That's called for Zayin. He'll feed you. V'chein oisot. He'll give you chein. O meitiv l'cho. That's the test. V'noisim l'cho Yerusha. He'll give you a big Yerusha. V'koish l'cho kesa l'yerlam abo. That's the chof. And that's the lamed. He'll give you a kesa crown for l'yerlam abo. So the Ikari is the Aleph Beis, learn Torah, Gimel Dalet, Dug Milas Chasodim, and then you bezeichet everything. Rashi, you make the Lucho, Haino Tes, Yerusha, Haino Yud, Keser, Haino Chof, the Olam Abo, Haino Lamed. Right, Mem, Epsucho, Mem Stuma. What step is Mem has two? There's an open Mem and a closed Mem. Maime Pesuach, Maime Stosim. Sometimes you're supposed to talk out, open your mouth and talk. Maime Stosim, certain things you're not supposed to talk out, not to learn with people. Rashi, Maime Pesuach, Maime Sosim, Yesh Tevorim, Shenitin, Rishus, Tadoshim, Torah, Shabbat, Peh, Torah, Shabbat, Sai, you're supposed to dash in the Torah. Or, Bevyeh, Shato, Mitzuvah, Lesoisman, there are certain learnings you're supposed to keep it privately. Kagoin, Maise, Makova, you're not allowed to give a shir in Maise, Makova, you have to learn it by yourself. It's a special type of a Chochmon, that the Yochid is Zeichah to understand it. That's Maise, Makova. Certain learnings have to be Sosim. Right, the Nun, Kfufa, Nun, Pshuta. A nun is kofuf, that's a regular nun, and then the end of nun is poshut. What does that mean? Nemun kofuf, nemun poshut. A nemun a tzaddik is bent down a little bit, and then it's a poshut. So actually, nemun kofuf, odom kosher, it's a tzaddik, a nemun. Soruch liyas kofuf vi onuv. He has to be kofuf and onuv down, like an onuv. Vesoifu liyas poshut vizok v'elam abom. He'll stand up straight in elam abom, bizeich in elam abom. But in this world, that's called kofuf, then poshut. Right, the Samach Ayin. What's the Samach Ayin for? Means Samach Aniyim, help out Aniyim. Lamed Aleph, or Lishne, that's Womshah. Lishne Achrina, what's the Samach Aleph? Simonim also Batera. Samach Aleph means an Indian to make Simonim for the Torah. Whenever you're in the Gemara, a lot of times before the Gemara starts bringing down a few memories, they bring down Simonim. That's remember the Torah. Torah shall pay, you're supposed to remember. So make Simonim to remember the Torah. Trashi Simonim shall say the Shmuas. A lot of times the Gemara starts off memories and brings down the simonim of a bekitzer. So remember, that's the Samach Ayin. Make simonim for the Torah. Now say simonim. For Kona Oysen, then you'll be kind of the Torah. Pei Kfufa, Pei Pshuta. There's an end of pay and a regular pay. It means Pei Pesuach, Pei Sosim. Sometimes open your mouth, sometimes close your mouth. Shrashi B'shas, HaMefazorim, Konus. It means when people are scattered, they don't want to learn, keep your mouth quiet. Someone is bigger than you. When people come to learn with you, as the big people want to learn, learn with them. When not too many people want to learn, and you have a gadol to give a shir, you don't have to give the shir, then let him give it. A tzaddik is also is bent, and a tzaddik, an end of tzaddik is long. Tzadik kofuf, tzadik posh. The same thing, a tzadik should bend down, be an onuf, and the tzadik then will mabol be poshut. For the Gemara, hainu nemun, kofuf, nemun poshut, so we had before by the nun. That the nun is also bent and nun is straight. To tell us the nemun, a tzadik should be bent down, an onuf, and then be a poshut. So why does it say two times for a tzadik and nun? And the Gemara nechnami, hoisu b'chua akosu kfifak fosim. No matter how much bent down you are, I don't think that's enough to be an oni. Vait to be nochem al oni. When it comes to the tzaddik, nochem more bend down more, be more of an oni. Mikan, shenitnu ha-Torah b'modet ha-Rosh. The Torah was given with a bent over head, which Rashi means, b'reses v'yanova yisera. The Torah was given on Ha-Sinai, b'reses v'yanova, it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, that was onuv mikol adam. That's the way the Torah was given. That's the way you should learn Torah. Vait the kuf stands for Kodesh. Reish stands for Rosha. There's a Kodesh and there's a Rosha. My time of Mahada Rape the Kuf, Meresh. How come the Kuf turns his head away from the Reish? Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Ani Yochel L'Stakel B'Rosha. I can't look at the Rosha. That's why the Kuf comes over and covers up the head of the Kuf. He can't see the Rosha. O my time of Mahada Tage the Kuf L'Gabi Reisha, L'Gabi Reish. But on top of the Kuf, there's a Tan. On top of the Kuf, there's a sign, there's a like a crown going up that faces toward the Reish. How come it's facing toward the Reish? They're telling Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Em Choyze Boy Ani Koish Lo Keser Kemoisi. If you do tshuva, I'll give you a keser mamish like me. And the HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Mekabu tshuva. O my time, Makarya the Kuf, Tluya. How come the leg of the kuf is hanging? The leg of the kuf doesn't touch the top of the kuf. Why is it hanging? The hodabe huyayel. If the Russia does tshuva, let him come in through that hole. Fred Gemara, v'layo bahach, let him come in on top.
Rashi.
V'layo bahach, yakev tachas ragne kuf, v'yikonef v'pesach shaymin. He let him go on the right side. How come he has to go through this hole? It's more misfad on the Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish, my deceive, the late sim hu yalitz, ulanovim yitin chayn. It means bol letamei poischemoi. The person wants to do chatoyim, they're going to let you do in the shemayim. They'll let you do what you want. Bol letayim mesayenoi say. If you want to do tayim, you want to do tshuva, they'll help you out. Now, as the kuf, the Russian now wants to come up and do tshuva. So Kashrid, let him go all the way around and come up on the other side. Teres says, no, if he already wants to do tshuva, we help him out. So we let the leg of the kuf come down, not be attached, he could come in through that hole. We'll make it easier if you do tshuva. If you want to do it, umasayim. Shrashim, misayim, I say, or machnisim like the suach. We'll let you come in through this pesach. Right, shin sheker. Shin stands for sheker. Tof stands for emes. That's the end, emes. My timer sheker mekarvin milay. How come sheker, you spell it shin kufresh? Mamas goes to say the kufresh shin. And emes, Barach Kamila. How do you spell Emes? Aleph is the beginning, Mem is the middle, and Tof is the end of the Aleph Bay. How come Emes is spread out from the beginning to the end? And the Gemara is the same. Shikra Shchiach. Everybody, a lot of Shek going on in the world. Shek is very Shchiach, therefore it's one next to another. Kushta Le Shchiach. It's not so Shchiach to have Emes. Therefore Emes is spread out. You don't have Emes so fast. O my time, Shikra Chodekai. What's that? The Shin stands on one regal. I mean, the Shin is the three lines come down to the bottom. The bottom is a point that's like one regal. Koi. The emes, malava lavune. All the words of emes has a few regals to it. The aleph has two regals, the mem has a whole bottom regal, the tof have two regals to it. They stand very good. How come the shin can't stand too good? Kush de koi. Because you say emes, it stands. So stand loyal and void. Shikra loy koi. You say shekra, it falls down, doesn't stay up. Like your shin staying on one regal can't stay up too long. Alright. That's one way to dash in the aleph base. Now there's another way, is aleph test beis shimon. There's a ways of dashing the aleph beis from one end to the other end. Aleph tof beis shin. Go backwards. Mm-hmm. Rashi. Aleph beis. Aleph beis beis shimon. Oisi toyev asavaloi. Some Hashem is saying someone that hates me, I should like him. Rashi asavaloi. Vitzmiya v'chem kulam. And the first way we're dashing for a showing. It means people that do rishis, Hashem's not gonna like you. Right? The Savaloi. Beish Shimon. What does Beish Shin mean? Be like Choshek. The Russia doesn't like me. Shimi Yicholov. I should make my name upon him. Hey, Shimi Yicholov. How about it not? Gimel Reish. Gufay Timei. If the person's Matamar himself, Arachim Alov, Ashar Rachmanis on him. Dalit Kuf. What's the Dalit Kuf? Dal Soy Sinol. He closed my doors. The Russia doesn't want to come into the base of Medrash. He doesn't want to come into my shul. A carnival of Gadeya. Shouldn't I break down his horn? Because Hashem will give it up to beat up the Rishoyim. Legadeya. Adkan midas Rishoyim. Up until here we dash, and this is one way to dash in Aleph Beis Gimel with opposites for Rishoyim. But midas Tzadikim. You could dash in the same way. Aleph Tov Beis Shin for Tzadikim. Aleph Tov Beis Shin. How do you dash in that? Imata Boish. If you're Boish. So Trashi. Adkan midas Rishoyim. Kainu Nidrash Eitz Rishon. This is the way you dash for Rishoyim. Yemata Boish, Milachta, if you're not going to do Chatoyim, that's Aleph Beis. Yemata Boish, if you're not going to do Chatoyim, Gimel Reish, Dalet Kuf. Shrashi, Ger, Dak, Gor, Bedoik. Minashcha Te Tzrura, Tachas, Kisei, Bedoik, Shemayim. That you'll be Mamish Tachas Hashem, that's Gimel Reish. You'll be Tzrura, Tachas, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yemata Oysen Kain, or Gur Bodit. Means you'll be near me, Hashem is saying you'll be right near me. Hey, Tzadik. Vov Tei. How do we dashin? Chatzi Tzehevei Beinoch Liyaf. If you're a tzaddik that has tzitzis, there'll be a mechitza between him and Af. Hashem will never get angry at him. Zayin Aleph Ches Mem. How do you dashin this? Or Tes Nun? V'yeinato Mizdazdeye Min HaSotin. If you're a Rosh tzaddik, you won't be afraid of the Sotin. Yud Mem Chof Lamed. Oma Shal Sor Gehenim. The Sash Gehenim, that's the Malach HaMavis, the Sash Gehenim, V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said in front of Hashem, Yibonei Shalom, Liyam, Kol Liyam Koyol, So Rashi means Gehenim Kru Yam. Gehenim is called Yam. It means Kol Ufish Roy Holchim Shom.
Hey, so the Malach Mava says to the Eibishter, let's put everybody in Gehenim.
He wants everybody to go there. Is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu says back to the Malach Mava, Aleph Chof Samech, Beis Tes Ayin, Gimel Yud Pei, Ani Chas Aleim, Bevei Shir Biyatoi. So Rashi, Yom Asash Gehenim, Liyam, Shali Tainas Kol Erlam, Fiafilu Yisrael.
Hey, so Sotim wants everybody to go to Gehenim.
As Omale Hashem says, Aleph Chos Erlam, means Alpha Beisahi, Eitzel Aleph Tes, Beishim of Kulim Zuras, the Seif Yitzirim. Means since they did their tzadikim, Ani Echois Aleim. Al Shabiatoi the gift means Benir. Since they didn't do Nir, they didn't do Znus, I'll protect them. If they should be a Tobi gift, with the gift, Gimel Yutay, these are what you say this here, they'll be a Tobi Gimel Yutay, that they stood away from Znus, so Hashem will save you from Gehenim. Dalet Chof Tzadik, means Dakim Hain, Kanim Hain, Tzadikim Hain. They're Tzadikim, Rashi, Notrikim, the Dakim, Kanim, Tzadikim. Them Hain. Hey, Lamed Kuf, Ein Lecho Chelik Ben. Hashem is telling the Sotin, the Malach HaMavis, you have no shit to Robert Tzadikim, they don't belong in Gehenim. Or Memre Zayin Nun, Shin Tov. Oh my Gehenim for every bunish from the Gehenim says back to the Kavan Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oile Mori Zoni Mizarva Shoshes. Trashi, Yom HaSasha Gehenim, Zoni Mizarva Shoshes. Kol Loivli Kechovim V'Yisroel. They all like to belong to being Gehenim. Omalei Aleph Lamed Beis Mem Gimel Nun Dam Samach Leichin Oilichon Legan Hadas. Trashi, Al Liba Omalei Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Yehe Lecho Chelik Bem. No, he had no shtitim over the tzadikim. Hey, Ayin, Vov, Tei, Omer Gehenel, Fein, Kodesh, Baruch, Bani, Shloilam. Ayef, Onoichi. Ayef, Onoichi, no. I'm tired. Zayin, Tzadik, Chof, Vakuf, Halolu, Zaro, Sho, Yitzcho. Tuf, Reish, Yud, Shimon, Chof, Tes. Tar, Yeshli, Kito, Es, Kito, Shloiv, Dik, Chofim. Shari, Leis, Mecho. The Eibus just says, Malach HaMavis, you want to keep yourself busy, I'll give you a lot of kitim shel oidik chavim. Take good care of them. But my tzaddikim, leave alone, you won't have shtitim over them. All right, there's a big disservice here. That's exactly what it means.